time you get home, all these boxes will be gone.
Then what?
We just arrived in San Francisco, Richie. San Francisco! The Bay Area! I don't even know where to start. 1964 in San Francisco. Walk out the door and make your way through streets that curve and tangle. Crawls across the bay there, peeking through the Golden Gate. The city's magical from every angle. Meanwhile, something odd's occurred. I've been eating like a bird, 'cause I'm having trouble swallowing my food. And a gastroenterologist runs tests and gives me meds. He says there's nothing he can do.
Gave us tickets to see the Beatles at Candlestick Park. You and me and the Beatles.
500,000 troops in Vietnam, 1966. There's protest once a week against the war now. And Richie's rising at the firm. He's likable and quick to learn. He's making friends and socializing more now. Meanwhile, I've been sick in bed with a sharp pain in my head. It's a migraine like I've never felt before. And an incompetent neurologist says I am overstressed, prescribes more rest, and sends me out the door.
And the world keeps spinning like a merry-go-round. Now it's peace, love, and freedom bouncing up and down. We gotta stay on the ride till the time runs out.
And I think of her some days, wonder what would Mother say about San Francisco, city by the bay. Springtime in the streets, it's 67 in Haight-Ashbury. You feel that something's brewing in the air here. Doors are breaking open now, all the walls are coming down. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair here. Meanwhile, something new to share. I've been awfully dry down there. Fact that I'd prefer not to divulge, but a patient gynecologist tells me all I need is lubricant till I'm back in business, ready to indulge.
Are you hip to the scene of the new vibration? It's the summer of love and liberation. Cast your eyes on the psychedelic generation.
So the hippies win the day. And it's all a bit cliche in San Francisco, city by the bay. Meanwhile, stranger symptoms come. All my fingers have gone numb. At the same time, an infection in my lungs. And an honest rheumatologist says he's never seen a case like this. And an alternative medicinist gives me Chinese herbal supplements. And a Lacanian psychiatrist says the cure is psychoanalysis. And another goddamn specialist gives me medicine and orders tests.
Hey, baby, look at me, I'm your sick beauty queen. I am Miss Diagnosis, Miss Bronchitis, Miss Lupus, Miss Rheumatoid Arthritis, Miss Hypochondriasis. great. Soon I will be.
Don't joke about that. That's not funny.
The days march on, the passing time. You blink, it's 1969, and life is not at all what I expected. It's hard to be a socialite, a prim and proper lawyer's wife, when all my wifely duties I've neglected. Meanwhile, I've been feeling strong. The worst has come and gone. The decade closes, I feel full of hope. Though it's true, my local pharmacist could certainly attest, I take more pills than anyone I know. I smile and face the day. See, I don't want to complain, because everything's okay. No, everything is great in San Francisco City by.